always evil people who want to control the lives of others. There always have been down throughout history. That's why our founding fathers didn't want a permanent army. They did not want a standing army. They wanted to limit the power of the federal government. They did not want the federal government to be able to tax the individual or control the individual in any way. They didn't want them to be able to number the individual. You remember, of course, in ancient times, the Romans had everybody numbered. You remember what they did with the Jews in the concentration camps? Well, they numbered, they gave them a number, and they tattooed it on their arm. But for us, they've got their little RFID chips or some other form of a chip. They're going to, some sort of an electronic device. We're all going to be numbered. Well, we've got Jeff back from Colorado. Hi, Jeff. How are you doing? Jeff, are you there?
How are you, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing just fine.
Yes,
you have a question or comment?
Listen to this. I was listening to a conversation on the radio last night, and the guy, there was a man who called himself a futurist, and he was stating a lot of the same things that you are in terms of this country's way in debt. We've got a lot of problems, but he said his solution was that there is going to be a third-party candidate that he thinks has a possibility of getting elected somehow through internet, somehow by the internet. The internet is going to create a groundswell, and people are going to get tired of the two-party party system, and that's the only thing that could turn the country around. I mean, I find that a little bit far-fetched. I was wondering what your opinion was, and then even if that was the case, and you could get somebody in there that was like a constitutionalist, a third-party
Well, I think we lost Jeff, and so I'll tell you what. I will tell you what I think when we get back here. Or give us a call at 1-800-259-5791 right here at Genesis. And we'll be back in just a minute after this break. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government is looking after their people.
He must be on his cell phone or something.
Plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bed, F, AN.com.
We are Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And Sydney, we had a call from Jeff. He said that he'd heard somebody talking about the possibility of a third-party candidate, you know, and, of course, raising enough support for him so he could win. Yes, it's possible, but you have to understand that the conservative movement in America is thoroughly infiltrated by people from the other side. And so many of our conservative leaders really aren't conservative at all. They're pretending to be, and they simply sold out. So right now, I've got my ear to the ground. I don't hear of anybody out there right now running for a third party. We don't have a third party. We have the Constitution Party, and it's pretty well splintered right now. I do believe that, of course, it's possible. Anything is possible, and we should pray for God to give us the help and give us the guidance if we're worthy. But before anything can be accomplished, we have to educate the American people, and that's the key. If the American people really understood the truth about what's going on, the spiritual nature of our battle, and the treasonous actions that's going on in Washington, D.C., maybe we could turn this thing around. But without an educated American people, well, nothing is going to happen. And without a worthy American people, we're not going to have God's blessing and this great experiment that we've been involved in for the last 225 years or more will simply become a remembrance of things past. Our job is to get the people educated and understanding, and then look and wait for God's direction. Yes, we should be involved, and we should be working full-time, as I am, but don't put your faith into politics. We've got to change the hearts of the American people to be worthy of God's intervention. Well, let's go. It's either is it Don or Dan in Cleveland? Is it Don or Dan in Cleveland? It's John in Cleveland. All right, fine. Well, I guess we lost John in Cleveland then. Our telephone number is 1-888-1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And if you would like to give us a call, but I think that, you know, by 2008, why, our country is going to be in a lot more trouble. We probably have already gone to war in one way or another with Iran, and it may simply be just a limited nuclear strike will kill maybe a few hundred thousand people over there, but of course it'd just be a little war. But God is not going to, you know, God is not going to bless our country if we keep going around and killing people. I mean, we are not defending ourselves if we attack Iran. I mean, if we're concerned about people having nuclear weapons, why aren't we concerned about North Korea? Iran has never threatened to attack us. But North Korea has. Iran doesn't have any intercontinental ballistic missiles. It may have some local ballistic missiles, but nothing that will reach the United States, but North Korea does. So why are we so concerned about Iran and not North Korea? India actually created their nuclear weapons in violation of the Nuclear Test Ban Treaty and the Nuclear Proliferation Treaty. And what are we doing to punish India? We're rewarding them. We're going to transfer them nuclear technology. Why do we have such a hypocritical position towards Iran? And I believe it's because our leaders want to go to war with Iran. I think this is what the 9-1-1 attack was all about. We had to have a justification to go to war. And if you go back and read Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, the Great Game. I think that's not the exact title of it, but anyway, of course, it's the idea would be that the chess game that's being played out. He wrote it in 1997, and in that book, of course, he talked about the importance of the United States controlling the oil of the Middle East, and then he said, you know, we're not going to be able to accomplish this goal unless. Unless, of course, there is a direct perceived external threat. In other words, the American people were going to have to really believe that there was an external threat. The book was The Grand Chessboard, published by Basic Books, and, of course, it was on page 211, as I've remarked about. The only way we're going to get the American people to go along with going to war is a conceived a direct external threat. Well, that's what 9-1-1 was really all about. How are we going to get the American people to be willing to give up their freedom and have this increased surveillance and of course, to expand government control over every aspect of our lives and tap telephones? Of course, they were doing that long before. They've been doing that for at least 20 years under Project Echelon. And you can, of course, look that up on the Internet, ESCHA or ESCHELON. Over 20 years, they've been tapping everybody's telephone, not only in the United States, but throughout the entire world, working in conjunction with British intelligence. They've been reading our telephone, reading our emails, and reading our faxes, and listening to all of our telephone calls. But you had to legitimize that. And now, of course, they've done that with all this new legislation that was passed supposedly to protect us from the wicked Osama bin Laden, who wants to take away our freedom. And for years now, they've had that little switch in all of your cell phones. Why do you think the cell phones are so cheap? Because they like you? No, because they want you to carry a cell phone so they can listen to your conversation. And even when it's off, they're listening, they're watching, they're monitoring everyone.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we have, is this Robert calling from North Carolina? Hi, Robert.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I don't know why I can't hear y'all that great, but I can still hear you somewhat. I don't know if you're the same doctor I talked to a while back about increasing the electricity in your body.
No, I don't think you. I'm the same one you talked to.
Okay. Do you know anything about that, or how could get in touch with a certain doctor that knows how to increase the electricity in your body?
No, I really don't know how to get in touch with anybody who can increase the electricity in your body. I think certainly your body is really an electrical thing, and an electrical organ, and of course you can actually increase your mitochondria, and the mitochondria have to do with the electrical charges, you know, by taking CoQ10 and things of that sort. But you'd have to know, I mean, really something about your general health. Just increasing electricity is not the solution. You need to know what's wrong with you. So anyway, I really can't. I'm not the doctor you talked to about increasing electricity. Anything else you want to say? I guess we've lost Robert there. Well, anyway, of course, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to give us a call, our eight number is 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And, you know, it's really amazing to realize that every cell phone has a little switch in that. It's been there for a long time, many, many years. And that little switch allows somebody in somebody sitting somewhere in a darkened office to send a signal up to the satellite, which, of course, turn on your cell phone, so even though you've got it turned off, they can listen to everything you're saying. And they can do the same thing with your telephone. They can actually somehow or other mobilize the microphone in your telephone and listen to you. And I've had this from people who've been associated with intelligence. So they have all of these things. They have it in some of the computers, so they can actually turn a little switch on there, and certainly in many of the laptops have a little portal there where, of course, the sound goes into the microphone. And then, of course, they can listen to what you're saying in a room if you've got a laptop computer or a computer that has a microphone in it. And this is all mediated through the telephone lines, but also mediated through satellites. It's amazing technology they have out there. And we're told, oh, we have to do that to protect us from the wicked communists. That's why we had to build these satellites, so we can spy on people all the time. Ladies and gentlemen, they never built the satellites to spy on the Russians. That was always the line they gave you. If you go back to 1919 and 1920, you'll find out that communism from its very inception was financed by people in the West. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, because there we quote from a man named Bruce Lockhart, who was actually sent by Lord Milner, who was, of course, a member of Cecil Rhodes' secret society and took over control after Cecil Rhodes died. And Bruce Lockhart was sent to Moscow in 1919, to be in contact with Lenin, to report back to Milner exactly what was going on. And there was another gentleman who was sent from the United States, who was ready to report back to a gentleman from the Federal Reserve Board what was going on. And Bruce Lockhart never understood why Lenin was so almost obsequious to them and would come to them for advice, and they would be invited to come to the Politburo meetings, the most secret meetings there of the Politburo, where they would consult them, the communists would consult them. And poor old Bruce Lockhart, he didn't understand what it was all about. He was a gullible young man, just carrying out the directives that came from Milner, but Milner understood. You go back and you read the stories that were told at the time of the Russian Revolution, and many people actually believe that it was Lord Milner who precipitated the Russian Revolution. And if you read the writings of the British ambassador to Moscow during that time, the 1917, when the Russian Revolution took place, the first Russian Revolution, the second one, why, of course, the memoirs actually spent a great deal of time saying, no, we'd had nothing to do with the revolution. He's got about 7 pages in his book denying that they had anything to do with creating the Russian Revolution. And methinks thou protest too loudly. I think his name was Buchanan, Ambassador Buchanan. But here I'm going from memory for a number of years. And I will tell you that one of my friends, actually, who had become a conservative after he broke his leg, and I spent some time looking after him, and of course we were together every day for about 6 weeks until we could get him up on a pair of crutches. And I don't think I'm really, I should take the credit for converting him to being a conservative. He spoke fluent Russian, and he actually, was over in Moscow visiting some woman who was going to defect to the left. And he honestly thought that communism was really great. Look at all the wonderful things it had done. And he was a victim of a liberal education. Until he was there visiting this woman who was going to defect, and suddenly the lights go out in the apartment, and people are banging on the doors and screaming and yelling, and of course you can't even talk to her. And so he starts to leave the apartment and going down the hall, and suddenly on either side of him there in Moscow is a man with a trench coat on and a dark hat, and they're speaking to him in Russian and saying, what are you doing talking to this woman? And my friend, who spoke fluent English, who spoke fluent Russian, but he said, I don't speak Russian at all. And they said, of course you speak Russian. And they said, your name is Michael so-and-so. And, of course, you took your Russian language training at Cabrillo College, and you live at such and such an address in Santa Cruz or Aptos or wherever it was at the time. They knew everything about him, and they took him down to the station, and suddenly he converted from being pro-communist to being anti-communist. He suddenly realized what was going on. They've been watching him. They knew everything about him. And but later on, of course, when Russia had, right after the Berlin Wall came down, he had an opportunity of actually going to Moscow, and since he could read and speak Russian fluently, he got into the archives when they were still opened up. He went through the papers of Lenin and of his wife. He found out that Lenin had offered to send the Russian royal family to England. In other words, they would have been safe there. If they stayed in Russia, they'd be executed as they were. And despite the fact that the English king was the cousin of the Tsar of Russia, the Russians refused to take the Tsar and his family, and then they were executed there in Russia. When my friend, of course, was writing this up, he was at the Hoover Institute, and why, of course, they asked him for all of his papers, and then they destroyed everything he gave them. Well, fortunately, he had copies of everything, and at one time he gave me a copy, and it's the most amazing thing. My copy mysteriously disappeared, and he couldn't get his story published anyplace. Hoover Institute wouldn't publish it. Why? Because they don't want the American people to realize, of course, the Russians were working very, very closely with the English back in the 1920s and even 1919. But we've always worked closely with the Russians, and you have to understand, if you read Professor Sutton's book, Wall Street, and the Bolshevik Revolution, that the whole facade of communism was created and financed from the United States, as is it created and financed from the United States today. Get your Wall Street Journal, and you'll find that Shell Oil is investing $20 billion in Sakhalin Island. In fact, they just sold, the majority share in their development there to Gazprom, which is the Russian gas company, for about $5.7 billion. That's pretty good. Russians don't take any chances. Shell Oil put in all the money and did the exploration, and Gazprom, the Russian national oil company, of course, ends up with half the company. But our companies, Western companies, Shell, Chevron, Exxon, our banks, Citicorp, Chase Manhattan, they've all been over there, of course, financing Russia, and many of them go all the way back to the time of the Russian Revolution. Some of them are more or less Johnny-come-lately, but you have to understand there is a powerful financial elite that has been financing communism since its inception. Why? Because you have to have an enemy. That's how you rally the people behind you. That's how you, after the Second World War, you get them to continue paying their income taxes. Because after all, we've got an enemy. And to protect you from the wicked communists, we're going to have to tax you, and we're going to have to maintain the Central Intelligence Agency and a gigantic You know, military all throughout the world to protect you from the Russians. But they never tell you they're financing the Russians, and they have since the very inception, just as we're building up communist China today. Where do you think the money came from for this miracle we're seeing in China today? Why, from American corporations. From American banks, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank. I mean, we've got to just clip the articles out of the paper. It's so obvious. You know, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the Asian Development Bank, the Agency for International Development. We're pouring all sorts of billions and billions and billions of dollars into communist China to maintain this ruthless dictatorship there that persecutes Christians and is trying to steal all of our military secrets. But they don't have to try very hard. We're turning them over to them as rapidly as we can. We're creating the best enemy money could buy in preparation for World War III. And you say that doesn't make sense. Most of what's going on in the world today doesn't make sense unless you understand the spiritual forces that energize the people who hold the reins of power in the world. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 if you'd like to give us a call. Let me just simply mention, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. It's the beginning of an understanding. Now, of course, you then want to get all the other books we have there. My interview with Professor Sutton before he passed away, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. The book that he wrote, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. Wall Street and the rise of Hitler. All of these books are so important for your understanding of how we finance our enemies. And, of course, you need to get our 4-tape set on Vietnam. We funded the North Vietnamese all during the Vietnam War. How else could you have an enemy that could stand up a little tiny country the size of the state of Mississippi? I mean, we couldn't defeat that country in 10 long, bloody years of war. The military fought bravely. They weren't allowed to win. Have you ever read the rules of engagement? I mean, they were so preposterous. I mean, you could have the MiG fighters sitting on the ground and we could swoop down and knock them out. Oh, you couldn't bomb those MiG fighters as long as they were sitting on the ground. They were perfectly safe. You couldn't do anything until they were up the air actually shooting at you. They'd killed a couple of your people. And then you could return the fire. You couldn't even attack the surface-to-air batteries, the anti-aircraft radar-guided batteries. You know, until they had actually fired at you. When they had fired at you, we couldn't bomb the dikes in North Vietnam. We couldn't bomb the power plants in North Vietnam. You know, we were restricted in not hitting the military targets. It was a sham war. Just exactly like the war we're fighting today. Brave men fight and die, and they do their best. And in Afghanistan today, our forces there, and remember about half the NATO forces are American, and then we have our own forces there, but we have the NATO forces, largely American, and then the American forces in Afghanistan. The Taliban are operating out of southern Pakistan, out of northern Pakistan, and they're crossing the border and coming into the country and hitting our boys and killing our boys and then fading back into Pakistan. But we're not allowed to go in after them. Why? Because Pakistan is our ally, and we're funding the ISI, the Pakistani intelligence, is funding and training the Taliban that's killing the American boys. It's Vietnam all over again, and where's the outcry from the American people? Why didn't anybody tell you what I'm telling you? We have Tom on the line. Tom, are you there? Bob. Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Hi, Bob. Not very long ago, you was talking to Joel Skousen, and you was talking about the World War III that... Russia and China were going to attack us, and then the elite in this country is going to come out of their bunkers and blame us or something.
Oh, we had no idea this was going to happen. That's Joel's idea, and I really believe we're moving into World War III. I think the first step of that will be going to war with Iran, and then down the line, yeah, we'll go to war with Russia. They're in full military production for war, as is China, and we're providing the wherewithal to do it.
Bottom line that we're going to lose and what's going to happen?
No, we're going to eventually win. We're going to absorb a terrible nuclear strike and maybe lose, 30 or 40 million people, but it is his contention. Now, remember, this is his contention.
Yeah, sure.
That we have a lot of secret weapons out there that you and I are never told about, and they're going to use those secret weapons, and then, of course, we'll be able to fight back and preserve America, but of course, we'll be a dictatorship, and this will be used as a justification to go into the world government, because after we've lost 20 or 30 or 50 million people, people will say we can't have war again. We've got to stop war.
Russia and China will be pretty well devastated, too.
Yeah,
that's
right, sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a lot clearer. I didn't quite understand exactly the consequences of it.
I mean, the thing is that it's Joel's contention, and Joel is a very, very smart man. I really enjoy having Joel on, and I agree with most of the things he's saying, and I don't agree with all of them, but I believe he's right that we are going into World War III, and nobody wants to talk to you about it. Why is it that we disbanded our anti-ballistic missile system back in the 1970s that worked? And here, 20-some years later, we can't build a system that'll work, and we've only got 6 anti-ballistic missiles to guard the entire country. How could that possibly be true?
Most people don't even know that that's happened, actually.
Right. That's true. That's why you need to get people listening to our program and beginning to think, and then hopefully they'll get up on the Internet and check out what we've told them and find it's true.
Well, I appreciate it, and I listen every day, and you're one of my big heroes.
Well, God bless you. I'm not a hero. I'm just a guy doing a job, and God's given me the opportunity to be behind the microphone, and it's truly miraculous that I'm doing what I'm doing. Believe me, if things hadn't worked out, it was almost as if God had laid a path out there, and I just simply sort of stumbled along it just by accident.
Well, you're just great, and I appreciate you, and God bless you, sir.
And God bless you, too, and thanks so very much. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just simply mention that one of the things we can't really need to do is we need to get Dr. Cuddy's book, Secret Records Revealed, back in print. And certainly the only way we can do that right now, because we're really struggling to keep our ministry going and keep paying for the 60 different outlets we have every week. But we reach a lot of people with our voice. It's a small voice, but I think Russia has 600 outlets. We have about 60, but at least we have them. And at least some of them are just once a week. But there are people who design their whole day around our Saturday program, which comes on at noon and here on the Pacific Coast and a number of major markets. And believe me, it's awful expensive. But be that as it may, if you'd like to help us get Dr. Dennis Cuddy's book, Secret Records Revealed, back in print, why, we need pre-publication orders. It'll cost you $149.95 plus shipping, and we won't bill you until we're ready to do the printing. But if we can get about 15 more pledges, why, we're ready to go ahead and do the printing. Secret Records Revealed, a very important book. Dr. Cuddy's got more information you can shake a stick at. It's all reliable. And of course, your book now has an index and it's brought up to date, and it'll be almost 300 pages. You get a full case of his books for $149.95. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. You won't get billed until we're ready to go to press, but hopefully there'll be people out there who really would like to help us get the information out. Because without knowledge, why, my people perish. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program here at Genesis.
American Discount Home Medical Equipment sells at discount prices. We sell wheelchairs, oxygen equipment, hospital beds, commodes, bath safety products, walkers, and other items needed for the care of your loved one at home. Our phone number is 1-800-956-6616. We sell at one half of retail price or less. We have free shipping and no sales tax for any shipment outside of California. You can expect to receive the item within 7 days. Our website address is www.home-med-equip.com. Again, our phone number is 1-800-956-6616.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, this is the time I have to remind you that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and it's people out there and a listening audience like you who listen to us, who agree with us, and help us, and the people send us money, and we appreciate that, and if you can help, why, we'd sure appreciate hearing from you. You may want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and you'll get our four best tapes of the month, or CDs, and our newsletter. Just subscribe to the newsletter, and if you can't afford to subscribe to the newsletter, we'll send you one free of charge. Just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, you can go up on our internet site, and you can actually pull down our newsletters there for nothing. We put them up there for the people who just can't afford them, or you can simply read them up there and send us a donation. And the other thing is, of course, our programs are up there free of charge. You can listen to them live. You can listen to them archived. You can listen to them on MP3. And then hopefully, rather than charge you, we just hope that some of you out there will want to join the Radio Liberty family and become part of our effort to educate people across America. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get a copy. They're inexpensive. And if you buy them in bulk, why, they get the price way down. We need to get this into people's hands. It's one of the best tools to explain what's going on. And then we've got all sorts of four-tape sets on the secret government and secret societies. You know, what really happened in Vietnam, what the men we abandoned, what the one man who came home. Say, if you haven't read the Monica Jensen Stevens's book, we did get some of those. They're secondhand, but they're in real good shape. Let's kiss the boys goodbye. And we left thousands, probably 1,000 people in Laos and Cambodia, and another 1,000, 500 or so, 300 or 400 in Vietnam. We just abandoned them. Henry Kissinger, Richard Nixon. I mean, Richard Nixon was a slimy little, I hate to say it, but, you know, he was totally dishonest. He knew we left those men behind, and he didn't have the courage to come out and say it. That's what I can never forgive him for. Watergate, he lied. Sure, lots of people lie, but to abandon those people, he abandoned them intentionally because he didn't have the courage to tell the American people that Henry Kissinger had promised the North Vietnamese $4 billion if they just let us out of the battle there, just let us get out and not topple the country too soon after we pulled out, because Vietnam was never to win or to defeat communism. Vietnam was a great distraction. So we could change America here at home, just as, of course, while our boys are fighting over in Iraq today, they're changing America here. And we're moving into a police state here in the name of protecting ourselves from the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's probably been dead for a year or more. So, and we have this from very reliable sources, people who really know what's going on behind the scenes, but they're not going to tell you that. Why do you think we haven't seen Osama bin Laden on video or, you know? And, of course, the CIA keeps telling us he's putting out the tapes. Do you honestly believe that they're going to tell us the truth about anything? governments, by their very nature, are evil. In fact, it was Thomas Paine who said that all society is a good, but government at its best is a necessary evil, and at its worst, it's tyranny. And that's exactly the direction we're headed. Well, you can help us here at Radio Liberty, and you can certainly help us get Dr. Dennis Cuddy's book out. You can tell others about our programs. You go to our website and copy our newsletters, and specifically my August, September, October, November, and soon our December newsletters, and then you can just copy them all, and they'll tell you what really happened on 911. And I think we can convince any jury in this country with the evidence we have exactly what's going on, but we're probably not going to get a chance to get before a jury, unfortunately. Although we'll be taking these five newsletters and putting them to a little inexpensive pamphlet that you can get and copy, or you can simply purchase from us. Help us get the truth out. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there on the Internet. We're on satellite 9 hours a day on Telstar 5, right, along with Al Jazeera, says Aaron. Then pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But please don't call in unless we ask for calls, because we have with us certainly one of my favorite guests, and I'm sure yours as well, DV Kid. And DV's, of course, on the front lines of this battle. You can read her articles regularly at newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. Let me suggest you go there, start reading her articles. And anyway, DV, how are you today?
Well, I'm fine, Stan, and how are you doing?
Oh, as well as can be expected under the circumstances.
That's what I always say.
Well, tell us what you'd like to talk about today.
Well, I think that we need to stress that this year needs to be the year of activism and not being an observer.
Absolutely.
The American people are just going to have to simply make up their minds to do what you and millions of others of us have done, and that is to give up your entire life and devote it to activism. There's no ski vacations, there's no fishing trips, there's no trips to Paris. We have to become activists, because the bad guys are active 24/7. And if we just remain silent, we're going to end up living under international law. We're going to end up with this illegals invasion just completely destroying this country. I mean, we have to become active. And okay, Now's the time to start planning while it's cold and we've got all these storms. But get ready for the good weather, and do what Jody Waters did with MTBE in California. Do what the great people in Tennessee did to stop the state income tax. We have to become activists, period.
And, of course, we can. I mean, there are a lot more of us than there are. There are not very many of them. Everything they do is a lie. I mean, they can't let the American people know what they're really up to. They can't let the American people know that they're traitors to our country. Their loyalty is not to the United States. Although they've sworn to uphold our Constitution, they have no intention of doing what they've sworn to do. Their loyalty is to this internationalist dream and the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation. Would that be a fair statement?
Absolutely. And I just sent over my new column to Paul. It'll go up tonight. About, you know, and I quoted from Michael Medved's rant. Now, I've only heard of this guy, but I did some a web search on him. Apparently, he has quite a listening audience of 2 million people. Last week, he gave this huge rant and called anybody who believes in this North American Union and the Euro dollar. And, you know, he said they're all crazy crooks, lunatics. You know, it was the most incredible rant I've ever heard.
Well, at first, maybe I should send him a copy of a video we offer. It's by David Rockefeller. It's called Union 2005, or North American Union 2005. They initially intended to get their North American Union in by 2005, and if Medved is saying it doesn't exist, he's either totally ignorant, which I do not believe, or he is a propagandist for the establishment that wants to destroy the sovereignty of our nation.
I linked to his rant. It is one of the most incredible things I've read in a long time. It is absolutely rancid.
And, of course, the thing is that if you really don't have anything to defend your position, then you begin to call other people names.
Oh, and he has 2 million people listening to him, which, you know, to me he has no credibility. When you read his statements, it's obvious how ignorant he is. And I don't know that it's by design from somebody who's a supposed film critic, other than the fact that he hasn't done any homework, or that he just wants to keep his job and he's willing to sacrifice the truth for his paycheck.
Well, that may very well be. That's the sort of the Rush Limbaugh, I should say. We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is D.V. Kidd, and D.V. you could describe as an activist. She's run for Congress a couple of times, and of course, they rigged the elections there. I don't think there's any question that they rig elections here in certain parts of our country. Anyway, of course, she is saying now, and I agree with her totally, if we do not get involved this year, then the America that we've known will cease to exist. There is a program to create a North American Union to destroy the sovereignty of our country. This is why President Bush really has not closed our borders, despite the fact he insists we're, you know, being invaded, a danger of terrorists attacking us at any time. They haven't closed the border because they're encouraging illegal immigration because they want to change the demographics of our country and convert us into a multicultural, multilingual society. They want to give all the people who've broken our laws in coming here citizenship, and it's not 10 or 11 million, it's closer to 20, to somewhere between 20 and 30 million, but they're lying, just as they lied back in 1986 when they told us there were only 1 million illegal aliens here, that they gave them all amnesty, and it turned out that there were 3 million. Aw, shucks, well, we just made a mistake, but there'll never be another amnesty. We promise you there'll never be another amnesty. We've got all the laws to protect America in 1986, and then they refused to enforce them under the Reagan administration, under the first Bush administration, under the Clinton administration, and now the second Bush administration, because all of these people's loyalty was not to America. Although we might debate about Reagan, but certainly he went right along with the internationalists who surrounded him. He put people from the Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission into all key positions in his government. And these people's loyalty is to the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation and merging us first into the North American Union and then into a union of all of the Western Hemisphere and then into a one-world government. So you pick up the story. D.V. says we've got to be involved.
And unfortunately, we know, Stan, that it's like trying to climb a sand dune. But the four border governors, their hands drip with the blood of every American who's being slaughtered at the rate of 12 a day by illegals, drunken illegals driving with no licenses, forget insurance. But, you know, the target state should be Arizona as an example. And there are some good state legislators in Arizona. Senator Karen Johnson is one of them. I'm hoping, you know, over the next few months that the people of Arizona will get together and surround their state houses, just like Jody Waters did.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here. Our guest is D.B. Kidd, and of course, he's just saying she hopes that the people of Arizona will get together and surround the state house and demand in Arizona that they do something about the illegal immigration. We are being invaded by another country with the full support of our own leaders, and as our attention is focused on the American boys who are dying overseas, who are over there supposedly fighting for democracy and freedom, we're losing our national sovereignty and we're losing our freedom here at home. Pick up the story there, Dee.
Well, California, I'm afraid, and I'm sorry to say, that California is such a large state, and you have literally the most rotten representatives who control the legislature. But Arizona is unique. It is the gateway for all of the illegals. And like I said, there are some good people who serve in their legislature. And what they need to do is the wrath of the people needs to be heard. That means thousands of them, retirees, veterans, grandmothers, mothers who don't have to work. They need to get out there and surround that state house every day and demand that worthless governor, Janet Napolitano, put the National Guard on the border and start building a fence. That's number one, because all the state of Arizona has to do is provide the material. The National Guard's already on the payroll. They have to stand up to the federal government, and the state legislature needs to implement the state militias under control of the state legislature. Dr. Edwin Vieira's new book is gone to the printer this week. It'll be out by the end of the month, where he lays it out exactly how it can be done, so that when it turns violent, and it's going to. I mean, I've been down there with the Minutemen. I've been to Los Angeles, and I'm going again in a couple of weeks. It is only waiting. The situation is only waiting, like a brush fire, for somebody to drop the match. And then you're going to see tremendous violence. And if there's not enough law enforcement to repel this kind of invasion once they go berserk, and they're going to, mark my words, that is the plan, and that's exactly what the shadow government wants. They want chaos. They want Americans pitted against each other. I get another email this morning from a woman who says she lives in Texas, and she called me a racist because my ancestry is German and Italian. She called me a Nazi, and that I stole the four states from Mexico. It's an unbelievable rant. But these people are very angry.
Well, of course, some of them are. A lot of them are here. But they're being manipulated in this whole thing. Mexico is on the verge of civil war down there. In fact, they're having to move their troops down to the state of Oaxaca, where they stole an election. Of course, most of the people in Mexico know that they stole the presidential election. So Mexicans, they're either going to have two alternatives. They're either going to stay there and try to take their country back, or they're going to come to our country. And it's a lot easier to come to America than it is to stay there as they move into increasing chaos and crisis in Mexico. And that's exactly why the president has recently passed this new legislation that allows them to circumvent the Posse Comitatus Act, to mobilize and take the state National Guard away from the state governors. This is the most disastrous legislation, and most Americans don't even know what the John Warner Defense Authorization Act is all about.
Well,
or that even liberal Senator Patrick Leahy has said this encourages the president to declare martial law in America.
One of my favorite little sayings is that we cannot babysit 170 million adult-aged Americans. There are certain segments of our society that we will never be able to reach. There are millions of people who pay attention to only lining up outside some store at 5 o'clock in the morning to buy the best plasma TV from our enemy, Communist China, or what Britney Spears is doing. We have so many people who've become drug addicts who can't even think straight, alcoholics. I mean, we're never going to reach that segment of American society, unfortunately. They simply don't care. The people that we need to reach, and we are reaching them in record numbers all the time, as you said earlier, We outnumber the bad guys. But we need to take positive, proactive positions where we exercise what rights we have left and put the fear of God, the fear of the people in the state houses and force them to react. And places that have recall, the citizenry need to exercise recall and throw these people out of office. It's not that difficult to do.
Oh, it really isn't. And what we need, of course, is some leadership. I'm just concerned that so many of the conservative and anti-communist organizations and Christian organizations in this country have been infiltrated by the enemies of freedom. For instance, the National Association of Evangelicals, with 30 million members, was headed by a closeted homosexual who was using his position to undermine Christianity. And fortunately, one of the gays had the courage to out him, and he had to step down, but I'm sure he's infiltrated his organization and many other Christian organizations with enemies of freedom.
Yes, it's very, very true. And, of course, the freedom groups out there, they have, since the early 90s, since the early days of the Clintons back in 94, you know, the feds have sent their dragoons to infiltrate any and all organizations trying to, you know, tempt them to do things that aren't right. But the American people need to do what we know works. And you're very familiar with Jody Waters and what she did. I mean, this woman was a housewife who accidentally, through her research, getting a divorce with four teenage children, you know, she worked at home, stumbled on the MTBE issue. But this woman, it took several years, but she beat the biggest oil companies in the world. One person. And she galvanized the people. I was at both of those rallies at the state capitol. Thousands of people on a work day, both times. And it finally dislodged the stubbornness and the stupidity of the members of the California state legislature. And where are we today? MTBE is gone. One woman. And the oil companies, they have lost every single case in Superior Court where they've been sued by people dying from MTBE poisoning.
Well, I think that people, I think it was Andrew Jackson who said, one man with courage is a majority.
That's exactly right.
What we need is a few people out there with the courage to either get involved or to follow people like Devi. And we don't have very many leaders out there. That's the great tragedy of today. And many of the people who would be leaders are really on the other side. Or they're all just right in the pocket of the current administration, backing the war with the Muslim world and coining the world Islamofascist. Oh, we got to fight those Islamofascists. Ladies and gentlemen, why are we worried about Islamofascists? Why are we worried about what's happening here in America? As peace legislation after legislation after legislation is enacted to control the American people, little switches in your cell phone so that they can listen to your conversations even when your cell phone is off.
I know. And, of course, that's another problem with the open borders. We know that terrorists are coming across the border. We know that. We know that they're setting up cells in the United States. We know that. I mean, Patrick Briley's research on newswithviews.com is intense. I've known Patrick since Oklahoma City, and that's another thing that we have to look at very, very seriously. But yeah, you're right. There's the leadership isn't there, or the money isn't there. And at the same time, you have big organizations like the NRA. I mean, they have wonderful programs for teaching people how to shoot and firearm safety and stuff. But what kind of force are they when they refuse to do anything to support Dr. Edwin Vieira and the true meaning of the Second Amendment? Some of these organizations out there seem to be only membership driven, which translates into dollars. They're, to me, what good are they? Why do people belong to all these organizations that don't do anything? All they do is treat the symptoms instead of kill the cancer.
Well, of course, there's only one gun organization I'll have anything to do with. Of course, Larry Pratt's Gun Owners of America, which usually is on the right side of the issues, and often in opposition to the NRA. So, basically, so many of our veterans organizations and our gun organizations, and even our pro-life organizations in Oregon, of course, rather than backing the pro-life candidate, the pro-life organization was backing the pro-choice candidate for governor of the state of Oregon.
And that's when the people should have just simply called up the leadership offices and said, goodbye. I'm taking a stand once and for all. I'm not compromising. You have. I'm out of here. We need, as Edwin and I discussed, we need to target certain states for certain issues, like the national ID. We know that it's voluntary, but these evil people back there in Washington who craft all of this junk law, they knew that they wouldn't be able to make it mandatory. It would not withstand the scrutiny, even of a court like the Supreme Court we have today. So what they did was make it voluntary, but with attachments, i.e., if you don't accept this national ID, you can't get on an airplane, you can't ride on Amtrak, you can't walk into a federal building. And the states themselves, I have to wonder, do these people even read the legislation? The states, some of the states like Michigan and Oregon are screaming because they don't have the money, they say, even though their CAFRs show different, that it's going to cost them hundreds of millions of dollars that they don't have. Then don't comply.
And of course,
sue the federal government on behalf of your citizenry.
And of course, they can do that. And the federal government will say, we'll give you a couple of million dollars if you do this. You know, and you're not going to get a couple of million dollars. It's going to cost you, 100 times that amount to do it. The states do not have to go along with the federal government.
Well, where we want to target some of these states, smaller states like Idaho, Montana, to sue the federal government on behalf of their citizenry. And are we going to a break?
Yeah, well, just a moment we are.
Okay.
Go right ahead. I'll tell you what.
Oh, okay. A lot of people don't know. The states sue the federal government all the time on a variety of issues. Sometimes it's environmental, whatever. But the uniqueness of when a state versus a person sues, there is no lower court.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is D.V. Kidd, and D.V. is just saying that if the states would sue the federal government, they don't have to go through the lower courts. They can go directly, of course, to the highest courts in this land. And they see, that was the original function of our Supreme Court. It had nothing to do with abortion. It had nothing to do with homosexuality. It had nothing to do with individuals or property. It was all about the relationships between the states.
And that's where the American people, like I said, we need to target and activate the smaller states, not New Hampshire, because time has proven that they have too many representatives. Edwin's monetary bill was introduced in New Hampshire. It was killed by the Republicans. The national ID, refusal to implement the national ID was passed in early 2005 in the New Hampshire General Court. But when it got to the Senate, the Republicans there killed it. So scratch New Hampshire. It's just too many bodies that you need a yes vote on. But as Edwin explained it to me, when you have a state that sues the federal government, what happens is the state legislature drafts a resolution, and it doesn't go to the governor. It goes to the attorney general for the state, who appoints a special prosecutor. Edwin Vieira is eligible to be a special prosecutor. That special prosecutor goes right to the United States Supreme Court, and Edwin said, this way, D.V., we will know once and for all whether they have killed the Constitution, period, or whether they're going to adhere to the law the way it's supposed to be ruled on. But these are the areas where we need to concentrate so that we have good chance of success. For, 20 people in 20 different states to file a lawsuit, I'm not going to accept the national ID, but you won't let me travel, that's not the best way to do it. One of the things that we can do, and I've already done it, I did it in California, and I did it today, because it goes out tomorrow because post office is closed, but I got my letter ready to my new state representative, who I believe was elected by vote fraud, because this is a very conservative Christian area. And a liberal Democrat for the first time in umpteen gazillion years was supposedly elected. But I sent my letters ready to go telling him that I will not accept the national ID, period. But forget Texas. We've got the most corrupt governor here in Texas. But the people do need to flood their state houses with letters telling their state senator and their state representative that they will not comply with the national ID, that it is voluntary, and that they want their representative or their senator to get with it and reject this agenda of the federal government. And on my, let's see, one of my columns on News of Views is my column, The National ID is Not Mandatory. There are some links in there with sample letters you can go to write to your state representative. If they start getting flooded with tens of thousands of them, somebody's going to perk up and say, wait a minute, we got a problem here.
And, of course, what they do is they slip these things through, figuring that the people really don't know what's going on. In fact, usually many of the legislators don't really read the bills. They don't understand the implications or the nuances of this. And so that's why what DV is suggesting is a nationwide program of people writing to their senators and writing to their congressmen and writing to their state's legislators and saying, this is wrong, it's unconstitutional. Do you really think that Osama bin Laden is really quaking in his boots thinking that we're going to have a national ID card for every American?
They have to see that we are saying no, that we're going to stand our ground and we're not going to do it.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back, DV. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and DV is very, very concerned about the national ID card. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you should be concerned as well. And she's suggesting that what we need to do is target specific states and get the states to begin suing the federal government and saying, you don't have the right to do this. I mean, you know, this is just like tattooing on the arm of the Jewish people, so you got a number so you can identify them. That's what the Nazis wanted to do. And that's just what you want to do in Washington, D.C. Then do you really think that Osama bin Laden is really concerned about this? And it's really so concerned that we're going to have, yeah, that we won't be able to identify our own citizens. And he's quaking in his little cave there. Of course, he's been dead for a couple of years, but that doesn't really matter. They have to use him as the boogeyman, so we'll rally behind the president to protect us from the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's been dead for a year.
If we do not make our voices heard, they will continue to walk all over us.
Right.
If these state legislatures don't get tens of thousands of letters, and it doesn't have to be a long letter, all you have to do is say, Dear Representative Smith, Dear Senator Smith, the national ID is voluntary. I will not comply with it. I will not give up my Texas or Florida license. You need to sue the federal government because the states are not under any obligation required to comply with this. And I expect you to uphold the law and protect my rights.
Amen to that. And that's, don't waste a lot of time, a lot of effort. Just get that letter off and, of course, call her office and email her office and fax her office and get other people to do it.
I'd suggest people not email anymore because I was just about 2 weeks ago reading some statistics out of the Congressional Research Office. The members of Congress get more than 300,000 emails a month, and members of the state legislature get somewhere between 50 and 75,000, depending on how big a name they are. So all they do is auto-respond. I always say, please send a 39-cent stamp, because snail mail gets read. It gets opened, and it gets read for distribution. That way they have something tangible in their hand. Or a fax. You know, that way they got it in front of them. Email, all you get back is a response. Gee, I'm out of the office. I'm on a junket to, you know, Timbuktu or whatever. So I just, I think that, you know, email is certainly more convenient, but we want to have Representative Smith have 73,000 letters sitting there telling him, I'm not giving up my driver's license.
Well, because then they're going to say you can't drive then.
No, well, I've read the legislation, and I've talked to Edwin and a few other constitutional lawyers. It really is pretty much confined to, you won't be able to, on federal things, like you can't fly on airlines because it's under the control of the federal government, the FAA and all that. Amtrak, you won't be able to go into federal building, which I find is interesting because here in Big Spring, Texas, the post office is inside a federal building. So well, what, we're not going to be able to go to the post office?
Well, anyway, if you're out there in the listening audience, why, you know, I think that this is a very, very important issue. I think we have to understand that with any totalitarian state, whether it was ancient Rome, you remember how it was, of course, with ancient Rome, and of course, Joseph and Mary had to go to the city of their birth so they could be taxed and they're numbered, and tyrants have always wanted to number and identify people. And because that's exactly what this is about now. This has nothing to do with Osama bin Laden. It has everything to do with control over the American people, because there are people who have a different worldview. They want to be able to control us from the cradle to the grave. And, you know, and they know exactly what they're doing. And it's about time the American people realize that there really are people out there who do not believe in individual freedom. They do not believe in America because they have a different worldview.
And of course, you have the American people themselves. A couple of weeks ago, this other new poll came out that said that 25% of the people polled wanted the government to take away even more of their rights. One of the other key top issues, at least in my book, we have to, absolutely have to get a state to challenge the 17th Amendment. It only is going to take one state, but we have to get this done. Arizona, again, is a target state for this because of John McCain. This poltroon, this slime ball, is determined to give an amnesty bill on Bush's desk. But if the, you know, the state legislature, if the 17th, the fraudulent 17th Amendment was not acceptable any longer to the state legislature, if they challenged it, then the state legislature could recall and kick him out and put in a senator that will look out for the rights of the state.
I think, Devi, you really ought to explain to our listeners what the 17th Amendment is. Most of them, I wonder how many of the people out there really understand the 17th Amendment. This was one of the major thrusts against freedom in America. Go ahead, Devi, what is it?
The 17th Amendment overrode the original intent of the Founding Fathers in that when they decided the colonies came together, the members from the state legislatures that were already set up, they wanted to create a the federal government that would do the things that required uniformity to represent the state, i.e. piracy on the high seas.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is D.V. Kidd, and D.V. was just beginning to discuss what the 17th Amendment is because it's so vitally important that people understand what the 17th Amendment did. It was one of the major efforts to undermine the very fabric of our republic.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
As I was saying, the states wanted this national government. It was really a compact between them to do things that required uniformity. And things like war, trade, commerce, copyrights, piracy on the high seas. Then they said that the people had to have representatives. So they created the two bodies of Congress. The House of Representatives, which is allegedly represents the people through a direct vote. The states would be represented by two senators per state. All would have equal footing, appointed by the state legislatures and sent to Washington to represent the interests of the state. With the fraudulent ratification of the 17th Amendment, state suffrage was wiped out, and people started to vote for senators, and the states lost all of their voice and their representation in Washington, i.e., John McCain is a perfect example. He worked exactly the opposite of the needs and the desires of the state of Arizona. He represents the special interest group.
And
so we need one state, and I think Arizona is the perfect state to go after just because of the illegals invasion alone. And like I said, if the state legislature there stands up and says we have absolute incontrovertible proof that the 17th Amendment was not ratified, we are calling John McCain back here, we're firing him, and we're going to appoint someone to go to Washington, D.C., what on earth does it take for these people to find their guts? You know?
Well, I think what people have to understand is that what they wanted was the people to elect the senators. Now, basically, we don't elect our senators. They're elected by the people who put up the big bucks for the advertising. That is why in Washington, D.C. today, we have the finest senators that money could buy. They represent the special interest. They do not represent the people. And, of course, when it comes to the votes, they're not going to vote the way the people want. They're going to vote the way that the special interests or the people that who are already paying them under the table or behind the scenes and the people who've got something on them in the way of blackmail. And John McCain has a lot to be blackmailed for because he was looked upon by his fellow prisoners of war as a traitor to all of the rest of them. The fact that you haven't heard that, of course, across America It simply reflects how effective the media is in controlling the reality of the American people. But you talk to the POWs. They hate John McCain.
Well, not only that, it's...
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is D.B. Kidd, and she was just explaining the 17th Amendment. The 17th Amendment allowed the states to have representatives, too. They did not want simply a democracy in America. They wanted a republic. And so the senators were appointed by the state legislatures who would represent the interests of the states, not the special interests. Well, the special interests didn't like that. They wanted to be able to bribe senators by giving them large sums of money. And so they said, oh, we'll have the people elect the senators, knowing full well that they would get the people elected who had the most money that came from special interests. So the senators now don't represent their constituents. They represent the people who put up the big bucks, and as I said just a moment ago, that is why in Washington, D.C. together today, we have the finest senators that money could buy. That's why the 17th Amendment was passed, so that we could begin moving towards this authoritarian type of government. But the 17th Amendment never really was passed. In fact, people who have looked into it find that almost none of the states ratified the Second Amendment, pardon me, the 17th Amendment, and so D.B. is suggesting that if we could bring this out and we could simply say, look, the 17th Amendment was never ratified. There are people, of course, who do not want representative government. They want government by the elite, and that's, of course, under the color of a democracy. They're taking away our freedom. So, D.B., how are we going to go about getting rid of the 17th Amendment?
It has to be done by a state legislature, and the only, you know, a lot of people don't know that Bill Benson did the 17th Amendment at the same time he did the 16th Amendment. But you can't just, you know, walk up to a state senator and say, hey, the 17th Amendment wasn't ratified. It does require some proof. And Bill Benson does make available his manual. It's not in hardbound, but softbound to reduce the cost of all of the voting and all of the fraud that took place under the 17th Amendment. Now you got me doing it. I'm going on a road trip here pretty soon, and I am going to stop at the Arizona State Legislature and talk to some of the representatives and senators there that I happen to be on a first-name basis with finally. I spent the money to get them a copy of this Bill Benson's proof and, you know, stress to them that, you know, between the voting machines, see, John McCain, he wants amnesty. And there are how many illegals in the state voting? We know that they're voting. We know that that's how these people keep getting elected. But we also need to, you know, show our representatives and state senators why it's to their advantage to step forward and take the initiative to recognize that the 17th Amendment was never ratified and exercise their rights as a sovereign state and stand up to Washington, D.C. Otherwise, they're not going to be a state anymore. They're going to be consumed as part of this North American Union. And it's deadly serious. But this is what I mean by activism. You know, there are plenty of Americans in this country who know what's going on, but they're not active. They're retirees. They're retired veterans. They're housewives that don't work. They're men who drive trucks, you know, for a living, who do have those, you know, daytime hours where they can get down to a state capital, or if they can't get there, then get Bill Benson's 17th Amendment proof that it wasn't ratified with a letter to their state representative, you know, and rationally lay it out. In one of my columns, I forget which one, on the 17th Amendment, you know, I have the sample letters that you can write to your state representatives, your state senators. One of my columns on WorldNet Daily, I wrote on how the states must take the lead on the 17th Amendment. There's links in that column that explain. I did a working paper for Henry McElroy, who was serving in the New Hampshire State Legislature at the time, although he's been voted out of office. I've given everybody the ammunition, the argument that they need, but we need people, we need the manpower, we need the activism to get this done.
All right, fine. Now, for those of you who would like to get DV's letters, and they're always excellent, You go to newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. And that's put out by our friend Paul Walters. And if you get there, and there, you go over to the left-hand side, and you'll see a list of columnists, and you'll see my name there, Dr. Cuddy, and you'll see Dr. Devi's name there. And then you click on that, and then you can get to your letters. And which letters should they go to?
Well, they can see them. Some of them go to your county sheriff.
I'm sorry, but which one of your letters is going to tell people what to do?
Oh gosh, I'd have to go look at the whole list of columns. There's like 300 of them by now.
I know, but
you can just do a Google search on State's 417th Amendment Showdown DV. And if you hit that Google, it'll come right up to my column on it.
All right, fine. So
State 417th Amendment Showdown.
It has to do with the 17th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fine. And so this is important. And you've got to get involved out there. And the DV is working with some people. And we have to target certain specific things. I think the ID card is important. The 17th Amendment is important. The 16th Amendment was never ratified. You know, they got this thing through, you know, back in 1913, 1914. Why? Well, they told us, oh, it was a tax just for the very wealthy. And look at all those people with all that money. Why shouldn't they share a little of it with the poor people? Ladies and gentlemen, it was never intended for the poor to take away from the wealthy. It was always intended to enslave the middle class. And, of course, just today, they keep using the same thing. Well, we had to put in this alternative minimum tax to tax the very wealthy. And now all the middle class are going to have to pay for it. Oh, shucks, how did that happen? I guess we just made another mistake. They don't make mistakes. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know that they know what they're doing. The whole purpose is to destroy the middle class, and they're going to do a very good job of it. As they take away our freedom, as we move from being a sovereign nation into the North American Union, that's the plan. And yeah. Go ahead.
It is the plan, and it's worked very well. And the American people out there are starting to get their first taste of poverty. You've got 2.2 million houses in foreclosure right now. The illegals' invasion, we know, is stealing jobs from Americans. It is depressing wages. Things are going to get a whole lot worse this year. And, you know, also, the mother government has been very effective at weaning the American people into dependency with free prescription pills and free child care and free this and free that. And in the meantime, they're borrowing $2 billion a day just to service the debt. That's why Congress doesn't want to get rid of the central bank, because they need it to keep funding their immoral, unconstitutional wars and all these social programs while they pick your pockets clean. Well, people's pockets are getting emptier and emptier, and pretty soon that paycheck from the wife and the paycheck from the husband isn't going to be enough. They're going to be forced either into total bankruptcy. People are losing their houses. It's the domino effect, the carnage that's coming. It can't be stopped. Let me tell you, it cannot be stopped, because what's going to happen at the beginning of 2008, when that first wave of 77 million baby boomers retire, there isn't enough money, there's not enough paper for them to print this worthless fiat currency, and we are going to see untold misery on the part of the American people. It's not going to be pretty.
Well, what they, of course, are doing, of course, is just expanding the money supply. You see, you just create money out of nothing. You just create this artificial credit. But what they do in the process is they destroy the value of the money that you have. So you've got money in the bank. You've got it in CDs. You've got it in annuities. You've got the pension fund. And it's going down at the rate of about 10% a year. As prices are really going up, and don't believe for one minute what the government tells you, oh, we've got inflation under control, it's only 2%, they're lying. It's just
lying.
Like, you remember we're going to get Osama bin Laden dead or alive, you know? Remember what the president promised
us? Yeah, and then he said that he couldn't care less. But I'll tell you, housewives are starting to notice what's happening at the grocery store, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And there was an article on December 18th, the front page of the USA Today. I saved it just so I could write about it. The big, huge headlines were the states of the union cannot meet the $1 trillion debt hanging over their head from all of these contracts that they've entered into with the teachers' unions and police and fire and all of these magnificent promises they've made for retirement packages, and now they can't pay. So it, you know, listed some of the creative things that states are doing, like West Virginia, whose state pension plan simply voted to offload $5 billion of its pension fund debt into Medicare. I just thought, this is the loons are running the asylum.
Well, of course, the other thing that some of our states are doing is beginning to sell their roads and highways to either foreign companies or to foreign countries, you know, so that they can get more money, so they can keep paying all this out. But there's just not enough money there to pay it out. This has been tried in other countries through the years, and South America has been done repeatedly. And what happens? They end up going bankrupt. They wipe out all the debt, and of course they impoverish the people, and then they start in all over again.
And it's disgraceful that companies like General Motors and Ford are actually in negotiations to be bought out by the Japanese. I'm telling you, people who own stock in these companies, they need to make their voices heard. Get out. If these people are going to sell us out, get out. Congress should pass a law that American companies cannot be sold to foreign interests.
Well, of course, Davey, already they own a quarter of the country, the major manufacturers in this country. Westinghouse is just as American as apple pie. The only trouble is no longer owned by an American company. In fact, in our financial tsunami newsletter, we list the 25% of American corporations that are no longer American corporations. They're still operating here. They haven't left, but they're owned by foreign companies or foreign governments.
Well, that's why they don't get my money. I don't buy their products, and I know that in the short term it hurts the economy, but I will not fund my own destruction. I have a complete section on my website on how to buy made in the USA, and I'm constantly adding new companies that come to my attention. They send me email, and I check them out very thoroughly, and I add their name to the list. And we have to support American workers, American companies. We have to show these big corporations that we will not cave. My husband and I finally sold our house in California. The escrow just closed last week. But I had to call Chase Manhattan Bank for the payoff numbers, and it was an 800 number, and I asked the man on the other end of the phone. I do this all the time. I said, "Where are you physically located?" And he said, Manila, Philippines. I said, "Goodbye." I did a Google search. I found the branch office in Iowa. I called them directly to get the information, and then I told the woman, "Just for your information, the next time you go into a meeting, I want you to know that I called your 800 number, and a man in the Philippines answered the phone, and I said, I will not do business with anybody off U.S. soil. I resent the fact that your company is giving away American jobs to foreign countries."
But of
course, and I do it all the time.
Well, I think the thing is, Davey, that they have no loyalty to the United States. They have this loyalty to this internationalist dream. Some of our major corporations are part and parcel of this movement aimed at destroying the sovereignty of our nation.
And that's how they've got the American people. It's called jobs. That's how, you know, Boeing and Microsoft and all the rest of them. We're talking tens of thousands of jobs. I get mail all the time from people that say, "Davey, I know exactly what you're saying. I work for X company, and I need my job. I don't know what to do."
And, of course, the thing is, right now, of course, we have Boeing, but it's not going to be long before they can make planes over in China just as good as they can here. We're giving them the technology. We're sending them the materials and the plans. And pretty soon, while they'll be making all the planes over there, in fact, they're even going to start making some of the European planes over in communist China. They're making the cars over in communist China. It is the 2007 when the Chinese cars, cheap cars, but good cars, are going to start coming into America. And an awful lot of people are going to be buying those rather than American-made cars.
But and those people that worked for Boeing that didn't have the moral conviction to walk away, especially from paychecks that drip from the blood of the innocents over in Iraq and Afghanistan, then they're going to find themselves outsourced.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. If you'd like to talk to Dee Dee, let's get your website out there. We forgot to do that.
That's okay. My website is just my name, dv.com, and that's the Delta Edward Victor Victor Yankee, DEVVY.com.
DV, and of course, DV is certainly one of the people who's on the front lines of this battle, trying to rally the people to understand that freedom is lost when good people are not involved. And if you expect to, you know, bear the benefits or have the benefits of being free, you're going to have to be involved in trying to preserve our freedom, because there are people who have a different worldview. And they want to destroy the sovereignty of our nation and merge us into a one-world government. And, of course, behind that, as you know, are the powerful spiritual forces that energize the leaders of this movement for the New World Order and the New World Religion. So, DV, let's give the people a couple of things that they should do. They should be writing to their state legislatures and saying that we've got to do something about the identification card. Should they be writing to their state representatives and senators as well?
They should write directly to their state senator and their state rep and simply tell them, politely, of course, that they will not participate in the national ID. That's number one, because it is voluntary, and that they do not want the state to comply because it is an unnecessary waste of money, number one, and the states are under no obligation. We need to push for the 17th Amendment. I know that people, you know, they sit, they've got the American people rounded up and crammed into these huge metropolitan areas like L.A. and New York City, and people spend, you know, their time on commuting and worrying about outsourcing and downsizing and everything else. But on my website, there's a new section called Flyers. Print out these flyers and take 100 of them. My mom, I printed them out, each one of them, and I sent her 100 of each one. She took them down to the senior center. My mom became 100 voices. So you take them to gun shows. Take them to wherever, you know, what organizations you belong to. There's a letter there from Senator Karen Johnson in the Arizona State Legislature on the North American Union. There are flyers there on the contrails from the very best, most knowledgeable person in this country on the issue, Rosalind Peterson. These are fabulous flyers. She's given me permission to post them. These you can hand out to people. There's flyers from Patrick Briley on terrorists in your neighborhood. They're there. Download them and get them out so we can start making people aware of what's going on.
We've got Ben calling for his list. Ben, do you have something to say quickly?
Yes, I would like to thank this lady. I could not agree with her more, and thank Jesus in heaven for making a woman like this have the courage we Americans all need. I agree. Be American. Buy American.
God bless you. Thanks so very much, Ben.
Sir.
Good to hear from you again. Okay, that was Ben calling from Salinas, and we're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program. Our guest is DV Kidd, DEVVY.com. Go to her website. Get her information. She's one of my heroes, too. We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, Dee, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, like I said, this has to be the year of activism. Colorado, if you live in the state of Colorado, there's a crisis going on there. I was there in November to see Dr. Gene Schroeder and some of the other farmers and ranchers there. The federal government is trying to take over two-thirds of the southwest corner of the state to expand the Fort Carson's, to expand their training facilities. I drove all around out there. It's unbelievable what they want to do. And the poor people, you know, the farmers and ranchers have been on that land for 100 years. They've got signs for 90 miles of roadway that say, this land is not for sale to the Army. The weather, as soon as the weather clears up, the people in Colorado, now that their state legislature gets sworn in on Thursday, they need to start planning their rallies. Just like I did in 1993, we stood out in front of the Federal Reserve in Denver for 9 months. 9 months, when it was 0 degrees, when it was 100 degrees. Me and my volunteers out there with an 80-foot-long banner that said, however many years it was at the time, 83 years of fraud is enough, and gave out copies of my Bankrupt America, collected signatures. We got people so educated in that area on the issue of the central bank. But the people, if we don't defend and demand that the Colorado state legislature say no to the federal government, Colorado will, for all intents and purposes, simply belong to the federal government. It is unbelievable how much land is now controlled by the federal government in the state of Colorado.
And they want more.
They want more. But, you know, this, we need this farmland. We need those ranchers. We need those farmers.
Well, we're going to be able to get all of our food from communist China. They can do it so much more cheaply than we can. I agree with you.
That's why I moved out of, one of the reasons, besides my husband retiring, we moved to Big Spring, Texas. This is a beautiful area of West Texas. We have excellent water tables. This is where we can grow our own food. There's lots of organic farmers in this area. Out here, the Second Amendment is king, and you won't see Brokeback Mountain at the movie house.
Okay. God bless the TV. Thank you for everything you're doing, and keep in touch with us, will you?
Thank you, Stan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was DV Kid, and of course, she lived here in California for many years. She's moved to Texas now, but it hasn't dampened her spirit. She's still on the front lines of this battle. And the question is, ladies and gentlemen, what are you going to do? Do you really believe in freedom enough that you're going to join with her and with us and with these other people who are on the front lines of this battle? This battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I have to remind you Radio Liberty is listener-supported. And, of course, we depend on those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out 5 hours every day on radio, on shortwave, on the Internet, and on satellite. And you can listen to our programs 4 hours a day on shortwave. You can listen 5 hours a day on the Internet and various networks, American Freedom Network at 7 o'clock Pacific every time, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, GCNLive.com, 4 o'clock, GCNLive and RadioLiberty.com, 8 to 10, RadioLiberty.com, 9 to 10, RBNLive.com. We have a unique opportunity to reach people 9 hours a day on the Telstar 5 satellite. And, of course, we're on other satellites as well, but Telstar 5 satellite, right up there with Al Jazeera. And if you'd like to learn about getting an inexpensive, satellite dish so that you can listen 5 hours a day to our program and to Joyce Royley's program, give us a call. We've got, of course, Pastor Chris Meyer there and Pastor Butch Palm. And we've got a great lineup 24 hours a day. You can listen to our programs. You won't get accomplished much of it. But what we really want you to do is get access to our program, copy the programs, tape the programs, pass them out. Now, you can buy the programs from us, but we'd like to just assume that you tape them and you pass them out and make up flyers and get them out. They're stealing 10% of the value of your money every year through inflation, and they're lying about the inflation. And, of course, the ultimate goal is to enslave you. That is why recently they put up $38 million back in Washington, D.C. to refurbish 5 Japanese prison camps because they said, oh, well, we really don't want people to ever forget what a terrible thing it was to put American citizens in concentration camps. That's why we're spending $38 million to refurbish these Japanese concentration camps. And if you really believe that, then have to ask yourself why they're giving $385 million to Halliburton to build new concentration camps in America. And you say that couldn't be true. Well, you go up on the Internet and Google in Halliburton, $385 million, detention camps, you'll find it is true. You need to get our 4-tape set on concentration camps. Or the concentration camp special, which is even better because it has the film clips, certainly an amazing clips, and then it has a video entitled America Behind Barbed Wire. We've got the information you need to help us get it out. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand the spiritual nature of the battle. You need to get our 4-tape set on the Military Commission Act we've just put together. You need to get our 4-tape set on the wisdom of Malachi Martin and Malachi Martin's excellent book, Hostage to the Devil. We're carrying Corey Ten Boom's book, The Hiding Place. Why? Because we think you're going to need a lot of spiritual trust and faith for the difficult times that lie ahead. We're going into the loss of America. I've been at this for 45 years. And this is the time that I've always known was coming, where they are moving towards a dictatorship. You need, of course, to understand what is in the Military Commission Act and the John Warner Defense Appropriations Act that even frightens many of the liberal Democrats back in Washington, D.C., because it encourages a military dictatorship in America if there's a national calamity, if there's an epidemic, if there's a national disaster, and suddenly they've repealed the Posse Comitatus Act. They can use the American military troops against American citizens, what they've never allowed in the past. Why would a Christian president want that? Why would a Christian president authorize torture? Why would, of course, the Military Commissions Act authorize torture and do away with the habeas corpus and do away with appeal to the Geneva Convention and all the things that humanity and civilization have come up with to try to prevent abuses? Ladies and gentlemen, we got real troubles. And unfortunately, we do not have the leadership. We hope that many of you will join the Radio Liberty family, help to get our information out. Please check everything we say. If you want the documentation, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Network, I'm John Russell. Relatives of the people on board the missing Indonesian jetliner have been put through some emotional extremes. First, they learned that the plane was lost, then they were told the wreckage was found, and that there were a dozen survivors. But now they're learning that the second report was inaccurate and that there is still no sign of the wreckage. In what's expected to be his last year's message as Prime Minister, Tony Blair warns the threat of global terrorism menaces Britain and other nations. So he says his country has to honor its commitments to Iraq and Afghanistan. About 30,000 British troops are in those countries, but thousands are expected to leave Iraq this year.